Hare Krishna. I would like to welcome all of you to this program of listening to some shining examples of our own spiritual journey.
I would like to welcome all of you to this program of listening to some shining examples of our own spiritual journey.
I know the summer heat is already very good to bring us to Vrindavan, India, same climate.
Ja znam da je ovo letnja vrućina već jako dobro da nas donese, da nas napravi, kao da smo u Vrindavanu.
But now we need some good examples. How to tolerate the heat and how to tolerate also the heat of difficulties which come in our way.
Ali sada nam također treba i dobri primjer kako da tolerišemo ne samo ovu vrućinu, već i vrelinu toga kako da dođemo na ispravan put.
First, I would like to request the devotees who are preparing the vegetables to be exemplary silent today.
Ja bih prvo želela da zamolim bakte pozadi koji sastoji povrće da danas budu primjerno tihi.
Yeah. Oh, vegetable baktas, slušajte.
O, bakte, sečete povrće, slušajte. Yes. Čujete.
We very much appreciate your vegetable activities, but please, silencio, volente.
Ja cenimo vašu službu, ali molim vas budite tihi.
Also, the devotees who are in the area of the hall, please maintain silence. Maybe I can request Dvija Nayaka, who has a strong personality, to take care that there is silence in the room.
I ja bih također zamolio i bakte od pozadine hola da bude tih, da budu tiha i Dvija Nayaka će nam pomoći.
Yes, I think he is good in this, no?
On je dobar u takvi
stvari. Very qualified. Yes.
Bakte su nas zamolili samo isto da najavimo da će nakon lekcije u 7 sati ovdje na ovom travnjaku iza gdje su guru kućice, da će se tu desiti disciple meeting Džajapataka, učenika Džajapataka Maharaja, tako da svi, ne samo učenici, nego su pozvani i svi drugi bakte koji bi jednostavno željeli da prisustvuju u 7 izoma.
Years ago, the Lord appeared on this planet to display his extraordinary pastimes.
Pre 527 godina, Gospodin se pojavio na ovoj planeti kako bi pokazao svoje izvanredne zavode.
Often his pastimes are completely beyond anything we ordinary people can relate to. But still, although the Lord is transcendental and his associates are transcendental, they acted in some way so that we can learn the principles from their pastimes.
I često te njihove zabave su izvan granica našeg poimanja, ali Gospodin i njegove hratioci koji su transcendentalni, oni bi izvodili takve zabave tako da ih mi ipak možemo shvatiti i uzeti pouke za njih.
We will hear today how Lord Chaitanya acted towards his dear devotee Mukunda Das and what Mukunda learned from this.
Mi ćemo danas čuti o tome kako se Gospodin ponašao prema svom bakti Mukunda Dasu i šta mi možemo iz toga naučiti, šta je on učio.
It is said that hearing this katha brings an extraordinary phala shruti or a result, a spiritual result.
I mi čujemo da ako čujemo ovu priču, da ćemo sigurno dobiti određeni rezultat.
The result of hearing the prayers of Mukunda to Lord Chaitanya is that every one of you will sing with him eternally. In other words, you will join Mukunda and the Lord in the spiritual world.
I rezultat toga da slušamo molitve koje Mukunda uputio gospodinu jeste da će osoba večno pevati sa Mukundom I sa gospodinom Čajtanjem.
Now, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, he would every day, particularly in the evening, come with his devotees to the open courtyard of Srinivas Thakur and do kirtan, which lasted from the sunset to the dawn in the early morning.
I dok je gospodin Žut bio u Navadvipu, on je svaki večer odlazio u otvoreno dvorište Srinivas Thakura I onda bi tamo provodio kirtan, pevali bi kirtan od zalaska sunca pa sve do zore.
It was a kirtan in the open.
Da, to je bilo u otvoreno dvorište.
But people would hear this kirtan all over Navadvip because it was really wow, very, very loud.
I svi u Navadvipu bi čuli taj kirtan zato što je bio jako, jako glasan.
The thing is, only devotees of Lord Chaitanya were allowed inside, but many, many people gathered before the doors.
I stvar je u tome da su samo bhakti gospodina Chaitanya bilo im je dozvoljeno da uđu unutra, a bilo je mnogo, mnogo ljudi koji bi se sakupili izvan dvorišta.
I remember when I was young, the Rolling Stones came to Hamburg and they did a rehearsal behind closed doors.
Ja se sećam kada sam ja bio mlad, grupa band Rolling Stones I došli su u Hamburg I onda su imali probu, ali iza zatvorenih vrata.
And because it was the time, you know, of revolution and unrest amongst young people, there were thousands of young people who were outside the closed doors and who listened to the what was going on inside.
Ali zato što je to bilo doba revolucije I mladi ljudi su bili jako poletni entuzijastični, onda je bilo hiljade slušalaca koji su bili iza zatvorenih vrata I slušali tu probu.
And we only had one desire. We need to go inside. So this was a similar situation. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this extraordinary kirtan. They sang and there were drums. Jai Gopal, the drums. You should have been able to. Why are you not? Were you not born at that time? To hear the drums, you know, and everyone said, we want to go inside, but doors were closed.
I to je bila situacija slična ovoj koju sam napisao. To je bilo toliko kirtana I pomljivi su svirali I svi su samo mislili zašto ne mogu da uđem unutra I da prisustvujem to.
Yes, yes. You expressed very nicely. Now, one evening, and I want to talk about this, something even more extraordinary happened between behind closed doors.
Ali onda jedne večeri, želim da pričam upravo o toj večeri kada se desilo nešto još specijalnije iza zatvorenih vrata.
That evening Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with a very sober expression to the house of Kirtan, of Srinivas Thakur.
Inače, gospodin Čajtanja je došao jako ozbiljno na kuću Srinivas Thakur.
This time he went right to the altar, he made a little place and sat down on the altar.
I ovog puta on je došao pravo do altara, onda je napravio malo mesto na altaru I seo je pravo na altar.
On usual days he would just worship Krishna on the altar. He would never sit on the altar. Would anyone of you here in the room have the idea to maybe move the dais a little bit aside and then sit down? No, of course not. This would not be appropriate.
I svim drugim danima on bi jednostavno došao I obožavao bi Krišna na oltaru, a ovo je bila situacija kao kad bi sada, da li biste vi otišli sada na oltar, malo pomogli božanstvo I onda se...
Jai Krishna, would you sit down? But Lord Chaitanya sat there, and then as he was sitting there, the different forms of Lord Krishna came out of his body.
Gospodin Chaitanya sada sedao na oltaru i različiti oblici gospodina Krishna su se pojavljivali, manifestovali.
And he called different devotees forward.
I on je pozivao različite bhakte da mu priđu.
And showed them by assuming the form of the Lord which they secretly worshipped that he was the Lord whom they worshipped who had come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I onda im je on pokazao time što bi se pred njima razotkrio upravo u onom obliku u kojem su oni potajno obožavali, on im se pokazao kao taj isti gospodin koga obožavaju.
One such devotee was Dr. Murari Gupta.
I jedan takav bhakta je bio Dr. Murari Gupta.
He treated both the material diseases of people like colds, infected throats, etc., high blood pressure, but also the spiritual diseases of people.
I on je isto tretirao i materijalne bolesti, poput preflade i visokog krvnog pritiska, ali isto također je tretirao i duhovne bolesti.
Lord Chaitanya called him. He was an old class friend of Mahaprabhu.
I sada ga je gospodin Chaitanya pozvao jer on bio stari drugar iz razreda gospodina.
And when he called him forward, he showed Murari Gupta the form of Lord Rama.
I onda kada je on pozvao Murari Gupta da mu priča, onda je pokazao oblik gospodina Rama.
And next to him was Sita.
Pre njega se nalazila Sita.
And Murari Gupta looked, and there was Nityananda, but when he looked a second time, Nityananda had turned into Lakshmana.
I onda je Murari Gupta pogledao Nityanandu, u jednom trenutku je bio gospodin Nityananda, onda se on iznenada da pretvorio u Lakshmana.
Murari Gupta said, my lord, I see you, but I have one doubt.
I onda je Murari Gupta rekao, moj dragi gospodine, ja te vidim, ali imam jednu veliku sumnju.
Where is Hanuman?
Gde je Hanuman?
Lord Chaitanya said, look at you.
I onda je gospodin Chaitanya rekao, pogledaj se.
And Murari looked back and he saw that there was a tail of a monkey coming from him. He himself was Hanuman.
I onda se Murari Gupta okrenuo i video da iz njega izlazi rep Hanumanov. I onda je on shvatio, pa ja sam Hanuman.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed, in other words, to all his associates who they were in the spiritual world and whom they worshipped there.
I drugim rečima, gospodin Chaitanya je ovdje pokazao svim svojim sledbenicima ko su oni bili u duhovnom svetu, ko su oni u duhovnom svetu i koga obožavaju.
This went on for 21 hours.
I to se neprestano odvijalo tokom 21
sata. And non-stop spiritual revelation.
I neprekidno su se odvijala duhovna razotkrića.
Then after 21 hours, Lord Chaitanya said to Shiva, this is enough.
I onda nakon čitavih 21 sata, onda je gospodin rekao Shiva su sada je dosta.
Now, there was one person left. His name was Mukunda. Mukunda had been a classmate of Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
He had a brother called Vasudev Datta, and when one of these brothers would sing, it was such a sound that rocks would melt.
I on je imao brata koji se zvao Vasudev Datta i kada bi bilo ko od njih dvojica pevao, to je bio takav zvuk da se čak i kamenje topilo.
When I was young, I had seen a film of the famous singer Enrico Caruso. He is an opera singer. And he would be able to sing in such a way that glass would break.
Kada sam bio mlad, sam bio jedan film o pevaču Enrico Caruso koji je bio
operski,
italijanski pevač, koji je bio operski pevač i kada bi on pevao visoke tonove, staklo bi pucao.
But when Mukunda or Vasudev did that thing, then rocks would melt because they had such an amazing voice and also so much devotion.
Ali kada bi Mukunda ili Vasudev pevali, onda bi se kamene topilo, ne samo zato što su oni imali tako izvanredne glasove, već zato što su imali tako puno devocije.
So this Mukunda, who was a singer in many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans, was not called forward.
Upravo taj Mukunda, koji ne samo da je bio drugar iz odeljenja gospodina Chaitanya, već je tako dobar pevač, on bi ostavljen po strani, gospodina nije pozvao.
When she was tako heard how Lord Chaitanya said, "This is enough, everyone can go home now." He said, "Mahaprabhu, your dear devotee Mukunda is here. Maybe you have forgotten him."
Onda kada je Šivan tako čuo da je gospodin rekao, ne, sada je dosta, on je rekao, a Mahaprabhu, tu dragi bhakta Mukunda, njega nisi pozvao.
But Mahaprabhu said, Mukunda, Mukunda, never call his name again. I never see his face again.
Gospodin je rekao, Mukunda, njegovo lice, njegovo... Ne, nikada više ne želim da ga vidim.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shiva said, but Mukunda, this is your Mukunda, the singer.
Shiva Sakuri sad je bio zbunjen i rekao, ali to je tvoj pevač Mukunda.
No, he's not my man. He is a straw stick man.
A onda je gospodin rekao, on nije moj čovjek. On je čovjek od slame.
What does it mean if someone is a straw stick man?
I šta sad to znači kada kažemo da je neko osob poput slamke slamke?
It means someone who says something to you in your face.
I kada vam neko kaže tako nešto u vaše lice,
but behind your back he is talking bad things about you.
A iza vaših leđa on priča loše o vama, pred vama se pretvara.
When Mukunda, said Lord Chaitanya, is amongst us, he is humble and takes a straw in his mouth and says, oh bhakti, bhakti in the Lord, I love the Lord.
Gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, Mukunda, on pred nama, on uzima tu traku slame, stavi je među zube i onda kaže bhakti, bhakti je najbolji.
But if he is with other people,
ali ako je sa drugim osobom,
with the yogis,
sa jogim,
he says there is no God.
Onda kaže nema Boga.
He has no faith.
On nema veru.
We are God.
Mi smo Bog.
I call him a straw stick man.
Ja ga zovem osobom trava slama.
He comes with a straw in his mouth. Then behind the back he says something else. I never see his face again.
I on onda dolazi sa tom slamom, sa tom travkom ustima, ali onda iza leđa nam priča nešto drugo. Ja nikada više ne želim da vidim njegovo lice.
Mukunda was outside, but in hearing distance.
I Mukunda se nalazio izvan sobe, ali je mogao sve to da čuje.
What Lord Chaitanya had said about him was true, but he didn't mean it like this.
I ono što je gospodin Chaitanya rekao je zaista bilo tako, ali on to nije mislio.
By family tradition, he had adopted, you know, as a young boy, a guru who was a Mayavi in personalist.
U svojoj porodičnoj tradiciji on je prihvatio guru koji je bio impersonalista, Mayavi.
And to avoid any family conflict, he had not objected when this guru was talking Mayavada philosophy.
I kako bi izbjegao bilo koji porodični konflikt, on nije protestovao kada bi taj guru pričao Mayavada filozofiju.
I think you all know this. Sometimes when you come at home and they say, oh, Mr. Stalin was actually a good man.
Ja znam, ja pretpostavljam da je vama to poznato kada dođete kući i vaša porodica kaže, a gospodin Stalin, on je bio jako dobra osoba.
And then to avoid trouble, he says, da.
I onda da izbignete nevolju, vi samo kažete da.
And someone else, a relative, says, no, Mr. Stalin was actually a very bad man.
I onda neki drugi rođak kaže, ne, on je bio jako loša osoba.
And to avoid trouble, you say, da.
A onda vi kako biste izbjegli nevolju, vi kažete da.
Your idea is you don't want to get into an argument. No? Don't you know these situations?
I da li znate tu situaciju kada samo želite da izbjegnete sukob? Nevolju.
But Lord Chaitanya did not really like that.
Ali gospodinu Chaitanya se to zaista nije sviđalo.
He said, I never see his face again.
I on je rekao, nikada više neću vidjeti njegovo lice.
Srila Thakur went to Mukunda. Mukunda was crying and crying and crying.
Srila Thakur je otišao kod Mukunda. Mukunda je plakao bez prestanka.
Mukunda said to Srila Thakur, I've heard the Lord. I will now go to the Ganga and drown myself. But before I go, ask him, will I ever see him in future life? Will he ever receive me again?
I onda je Mukunda rekao, ja ću sada otići u Gangu i davit ću se, ali da li ću ga ikada vidjeti u budućnosti?
So Shiva Thakur went back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, my dear Lord, he's a good devotee.
I Shiva Thakur je otišao nazad kod gospodina Chaitanya i rekao, ali gospodin, on je dobar bhakta.
He sings for you.
On peva za tebe.
We all love him.
Mi ga svi volimo.
Mukunda is very good. Please forgive his little mistake.
I molim te, oprosti mu ovu malu grešku.
Out of social convention, he may have said something which is against bhakti.
I on je samo, kako bi održao sklad, on je rekao nešto što je protiv bhakti.
Please tell me, will you see him in some future lifetimes?
I molim te, reci mi, da li ćeš ga vidjeti u budućnosti, daleko budućnosti?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very loudly said, he can see me after 10 million births.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je jako glasno rekao, on me može vidjeti nakon 10 miliona života.
Do you know how long this is?
Da li vam jasno koliko to dugo traje?
One life.
Jedan život.
Two lives.
Dva života.
Three lives.
Tri života.
10 lives. 100 lives. 1,000 lives. 10,000 lives. 100,000 lives.
100,000 lives.
1,000,000 lives.
1,000,000 lives.
10,000,000 lives.
10,000,000 lives.
Imagine you would hear after 10 million births you would get prasadam again. Or after 10 million births you can come again and listen to a Bhagavatam class.
Ili nakon 10 miliona života možeš opet doći i slušati Bhagavatam klas.
Sometimes we want to have a quick darshan.
I nekada želimo da uzmemo brzo darshan.
But we have to wait for 3 hours. We get really restless and we say, no, now I go home.
I onda ako moramo da čekamo 3 sata, mi kažemo, ne, sad je već dosta, moram da idem kući.
10 million births.
10 miliona rođenja.
Do you know what Mukunda said? He became so enthusiastic. He jumped up and danced and screamed out, I will see him, I will see him, I will see him.
I on je skakao i vikao, ja ću ga vidjeti, ja ću ga vidjeti.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this. He said, bring him.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to čuo, on je rekao, prevedite.
Da je to kad bi se, ma ko, budi dobar, budi not so enthusiastic, please come.
I onda Bartu su imali problem da ga smire, Makunda, smiri se, dođi.
Dođi, yes, dođi, dođi. So they brought Makunda to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, you have so much devotion and love for me, how could I be separated from you?
I gospodin je rekao, ti imaš toliko devoci i ljubavi za mene, kako ja ikada mogu da budem odvojena?
But when Makunda came before the Lord, he was not entirely happy.
Ali kada je Makunda došao ispred gospodina, on nije bio potpuno srećan.
There was something in his heart which made him unhappy.
Bilo nešto u njegovom srcu što ga učinilo nesrećnim.
I believe we can request Radhika to speak a little louder. Maybe do you have a little sorry, a little louder. I can be softer. Radha Kripa, bless me. One little less. Mukunda thought something very deep.
Mukunda je razmišljao nečemu jako duboko.
What is the use if I see the Lord? But I have no eyes of devotion.
Koja je svrha ako ja sada vidim gospodina, a nemam oči devoci?
I am so unfortunate, he thought.
Ja sam tako nesretna osoba, mislio.
The Lord is right before me.
Gospodin se nalazi preda mnom.
But my bhakti is so small.
Ali moja bhakti je tako mala.
And then he said, then he remembered, Duryodhana saw you, my lord. When you came to his court to negotiate for peace on behalf of the Pandavas, Duryodhana saw you.
Kada si došao u njegovu palatu kako bi pregovarao primirje, Duryodhana te video.
But because he had no bhakti in his heart, he did not feel pleasure.
Ali kako nije imao bhakti u svom srcu, on nije osjetio nikakvo zadovoljstvo.
And then he gave many other examples of people who actually had seen Krishna or his incarnations, but because of a lack of bhakti, they had not really felt joy.
I onda je on naveo dalje primere osoba koje su vidjele ili Krišnu ili njegove inkarnacije, ali kako nisu imale bhakti, nisu osjetile nikakvu radost u tom.
Do you know this? You come before the deities of Lord Krishna on the altar, but if your heart is dry, you don't see Krishna actually.
Da li vam je to možda poznato kada dođete ispred oltara, ali kako nemate bhakti, onda ne osjećate nikakvo zadovoljstvo.
You always see not the way things are, but the way you are.
I vi uvijek vidite ne kako stvari zaista jesu, nego kako ste vi.
Now I always say this, imagine a fault finder would come here. He would say, what are these people? They all sit on the ground. They're murdering primitively.
Ja kažem sada kada bi neka osoba koja samo traži greške došla ovdje, on bi rekao, što radi svi ovi ljudi sede na podu, oni su primitivni.
And then men sit separately from women, are they?
I muškarci sede odvojeno od žena, da nije to nešto
u redu. Wrong with them?
Da nešto nije u redu.
Yes. I have seen on stages, we were singing, and there was a gangster of Belgrade was our guest.
Ja sam to vidio svojim očima kada bismo sedeli na pozornici i pevali, tu bi bio prisutan gangster iz Beograda.
And you are doing kirtan, and you know how devotees they smile. Hi Bol!
I mi bismo onda imali kirtan, i znate kako su već bhakti, oni se smeju, kažu Hari Bol.
And then I remember I looked at the Mridanga player because he had played a particularly intricate bean. I love Dabra like this.
I onda ja se sećam, ja sam pogledao u osobu u baktu koji je svirao Mridanga zato što je svirao jedan jako zanimljiv prelaz i ja sam ga pogledao i rekao dobro, očin.
And after some, and then We invited the gangster to eat some prasadam.
Onda smo nakon toga pozvali gangstera da jede prasadam.
So the gangster said, I have a question.
Gangster je rekao, imam jedno pitanje.
You have smiled at another man.
Ti si se nasmešio drugom čoveku.
Do you have some special inclinations?
Da ti nemaš neke posebne naklonosti prema muškarcima?
I answered in the way you can speak to a gangster like this, and then he thought I'm normal.
Ja sam odgovorio na način na koji jedino možete da pričate s gangsterom, ja sam rekao ovako i onda je on razumio.
You don't see the things the way they are, but you see the things the way you are.
Vi ne vidite stvari onako kakve jesu, nego vidite stvari u skladu sa tim kakvi ste vi sami.
The worst thing which you can have in the devotee community is quarrel amongst and divisions amongst devotees. But you have this in a temple, everyone in the temple cannot see Krishna really nicely. They see him through the eyes of politics.
I najgora stvar koja se može desiti bhaktama jeste kad imaju sukobe i svađe u samom hramu i onda ne mogu vidjeti Krišnu, vide samo te sukobe.
If some people like to make politics, they should do it for themselves. But we should try to preach Krishna consciousness in a positive way.
I ako postoje osobe koje vole politiku, onda trebaju to ostaviti za sebe. A mi trebamo da propovedamo svoje sa Krišna na jedan bolji način.
Mukunda said like this, my lord, only if I have the eyes of bhakti can I see.
I onda je Mukunda rekao, gospodine, samo ako imam oči bhakti, onda te mogu vidjeti.
But I'm not a bhakti.
Onda nisam bhakti.
And then Mukunda was raising his hands in the
I onda je Mukunda digao svoje ruke u vazduh.
My lord, give me bhakti.
Moj gospodine, daj mi bhakti.
My mouth is without bhakti.
Moje usta nemaju bhakti.
My eyes are without bhakti.
Moje oči nemaju bhakti.
My ears are without bhakti.
Moje uši nemaju bhakti.
What is the use of this life? And he fell down, he felt so much distress.
I kakva je svrha takvog života, onda je pao na tlo.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely overwhelmed by now.
I Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bio potpuno preplavljen.
He said, you have so much love for me. How could I keep myself away from you? Your devotion is exemplary. And what you have said about devotion is right.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, ti imaš tako puno ljubavi za mene i devocije koju ti posjeduješ i se primjer, sve što si rekao je tačno.
Hare Krishna, Grane, come, sit with us, we have reserved a place next to Mahajwala for you. Hare Krishna. Dobro došli. So, then Lord Chaitanya gave an example.
Gospodin Chaitanya je onda dao primjer.
His example was very heart-touching, and I want to give this example to you.
I ovaj primjer je bio jako divni i zato želim da vam ga ispričam.
He said, only by devotion can I be seen.
I on rekao, ja mogu biti viđen jedino s pomoć devocije.
And he gave an example. When Krishna himself walked through the town of Mathura, he met amongst others two people there.
On je rekao kada je Krishna prolazio gradom Mathura, on je tamo sreo dve osobe.
He met one florist who was making garlands like our Matajis make in the background for Kamsa.
I on je sreo jednu osobu koja je pravio garlande poput naših Mataji ovdje u pozadini, samo ova osoba pravila garlande za Kamsa.
Kamsa like to wear very nice flower garlands.
I Kamsa je vola da nosi jako lepe predivne cvetne garlande.
So when Krishna walked through Mathura, he met this man with beautiful garlands who was on the way to the king's palace.
I kada Krishna prolazi Mathura, on onda sve od osoba koja je nosila prelepe garlande na svom putu ka Kamsi.
And Krishna saw the garlands and said, and they reminded him of the flower decorations he was accustomed to wear in Vrindavan.
I onda kada ga je Krishna vidio, to ga podsjetilo na cvetne dekoracije koje on ima obično da nosi u Vrindavan.
Krishna likes to wear earrings from flowers and he also has flower shoes.
Krishna voli da nosi miđuše od cveća, a također ima i cipele od cveća.
Maybe we can inform Nike that there is a need for flower shoes. But I don't think they would know the technique how to, I mean, they break when they are the full foot normally.
Možda bi trebalo da obavestimo Nike da postoji potreba za cipelom od cveća, ali mislim da oni ne poznaju tehniku kako da to napravi.
So when Krishna saw the flower, these beautiful flowers, he was reminded of Vrindavan and said, can you please give me these garlands?
I onda kada je Krishna vidio to prelepo cveće, to ga je podsjetilo na Vrindavan, on je rekao, možeš mi dati te garlande?
And the florist immediately said, my lord, you are here. These are garlands are made for the king. I would love to offer you much nicer garlands.
I onda je ta osoba rekla, moj dragi gospodine, ovo su garlandi koje sam napravio za Kamsu, ja bih tebi želao da ponudim mnogo lepše cveće.
For now, please take these king garlands and then come to my house with me and I will make proper garlands for you.
I sad uzme ove garlande koje sam pripremio za kralja, ali onda dođi u moju kuću, ja ću napraviti samo za tebe.
Krishna was so happy with this devotee that he said, I will give you my blessings. For this life you will be very happy. And for the next life you will go back to Godhead.
I gospodin je bio, Krishna bio tako zadovoljan da je rekao, da ću ti blagoslov u ovom životu, bit ćeš jako sretan. U sljedećem životu ideš nazad u duhovni svet.
Then Krishna went back to the street again and he saw on the way a dobi, means a washerman, who had the extraordinary clothes for the king. She had freshly washed and prepared.
I onda je Krishna nastavio dalje i sreo jednog perača veša koji je upravo nosio tkanine, odeću koju je on oprao za kralja.
And Krishna felt, I'm only dressed for the forest. Now I'm in the town of Mathura. I should have some city dress.
I onda je Krishna pogledao i mislio, pa ja sam obučen samo za šumu, a sada sam u gradu, tako da bi trebalo da imam neku gradsku odeću.
I think you know, one of Krishna's amazing qualities is that he is a first class dresser.
Ja pretpostavljam da znate da je jedna od Krišnjenih osobina da je on prvoklasni osoba koja se prvoklasno oblači.
He is always dressed in this fascinating clothes like for dancers.
I on je uvek obučen, ima jako zvanrednu odeću, poput odeće koju plesača nosi.
So when Krishna asked the dobi, the washerman, for some nice cloth for himself in the discovered front, the washerman became agitated.
I kada je Krishna upitao perača da da neku lepu odeću za Krishna i za njegove dečake pastire, ovaj perač je bio jako
zemljiv. Yes, I have good clothes, but not for you. You should go to the forest and dress in tree box.
Da, ja imam lepu odeću, ali ne za tebe. Ti treba da odeš u šumu, možeš samo da nosiš koru drveć.
And he was very offensive. You are the Supreme Lord.
I to je bilo jako uvredljivo. On je to rekao svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this washerman can perform for many, many, many lifetimes austerities to be qualified to see the Lord with his own eyes.
I gospodin rekao, ove perače su toliko puno života vršio strogosti samo kako bi sreo Boga.
When he finally met the Lord on the streets of Mathura, he could however not appreciate him because he had no bhakti in his heart.
A onda kada je nazad sreo gospodina na ulicama nature, on nije to umao da ceni, zato što nije imao bhakti u srcu.
The Lord Krishna heard the aggressive words of the dobi. He gave him a, what is called in South Africa, what's happened.
I kada je Perač, kada je Krišna čuo ove uvredljive reči Perača, on mu je dao ono što u Južnoj Africi zovemo šta se desilo.
What's happened is he gave out a slap in the face.
Znači, uvrijem mu je jednu
šljavu. What happened? Yes. He was so dissatisfied with this. Man would worship in a mechanical way without bhakti in his heart.
I Krishna bio tako nezadovoljan tom osobom koji je toliko dugo obožavao Krishna, ali bez malo bhakti u srcu.
Mukunda, Lord Chaitanya said, you are totally different.
Mukunda rekao je gospodin Chaitanya, ti si potpuno različit.
Your heart is so full of love and devotion that even if I said to you after 10 million births you would see me again, you were happy just with the prospect, it's called in English, to have my audience again in the future.
Ti si takva osoba da čak ti imaš toliko puno ljubavi da čak i ako ja kažem da ćeš me vidjeti samo za 10 miliona života, samo kada čuješ o tome, ti si već srećan.
Wherever I go, in whatever incarnation, you will come with me, Mukunda, and sing with me.
I gde god ja da idem, u bilo kojoj inkarnaciji, ti ćeš ići sa mnom i pevati za mene.
Hare Krishna. So, now you have heard this, and it means if you have heard of the devotion, the bhakti, you will also go with Lord Chaitanya.
A sada ste čuli o ovom dešavanju, ako ste to čuli sa predanošću u srcu, to znači da ćete vi ići da pevete sa Krishna.
There are two lessons which we can learn for our lives. The first is that we need to take our stand.
I postoje dve lekcije koje možemo iz ovoga naučiti. Prva lekcija jeste da trebamo da zauzmemo svoju poziciju.
Lord Chaitanya objected to Mukunda being one way in the public and being another way in his association.
I gospodin Chaitanya samar je Mukundi što se na jedan način ponašao kada bi bio u javnosti, a na drugi način kada bi bio sa gospodinom.
Do you love cows? This question.
Yes.
Do you love cows?
Yes.
Cows.
Cows. Da li volite krave? Yes.
Yes.
Da li volite krave? Da ili ne?
Do you like to kill cows?
Da li volite da ubijete krave?
No.
Do you know that the milk which you drink from cows is taken from cows which will be killed because you have ordered milk?
A da li znate da mlijeko koje pijete, da ono dolazi od krava koje će biti ubijene zato što je to mlijeko naručeno?
What is your stand?
Pa i onda vaša pozicija u vezi sa tim?
Is this a good question or a bad question?
Da li je ovo dobro ili loše pitanje?
Do you love violence? No.
Da li volite nasilje?
Then, is it good for you to be part of the cycle of violence which is connected with blood and milk?
I da li je onda za vas dobro da budete krug tog nasilja koje je povezano sa mlekom i sa krvom?
Do you think it's good to take a stand or is it not important to take a stand?
I da li mislite da je dobro zauzeti određeni stav o tome ili ne?
It's for me personally a difficult question because I'm still in two minds.
Za mene lično to je jako teško pitanje zato što još uvijek ne mogu da se odlučim.
My mind is still, I know that by drinking milk, I'm participating in the injustice done to cows.
S jedne strane ja razumem da ako pijem mlijeko i mlječne proizvode, da ja učestvujem u toj nepravdi koja se izvršava nad kravama.
Another mind in me justifies my taste for milk products.
A onda druga strana u meni sve to opravdava tim što imam ukus za mlječne proizvode.
Yes, but you know, I'm just one person.
I onda mislim, pa da, ja sam samo jedna osoba.
And at least the milk which I consume is first offered to Krishna. So maybe that's the only good thing which happens in the life of this poor cow, that her milk is offered to Krishna.
I onda makar onom mlijeku koje ja pijem, ona je prvo ponuđena Krishna. Možda to je jedina dobra stvar koja će se desiti u toj kravi.
But I say this because I like milk.
Ali ja stvarno to kažem zato što mi se dopada mlijeko.
Human beings are like this. They first like, decide what they like, and then they give reason why it's good what they like.
Ljudska bića su takva da oni prvo odluče šta je ono što im se dopada, a onda krenu da traže razloge zašto je to tako.
I wanted to just make you think a little bit.
Samo sam želao da se malo zapitate, da razmislite.
I'm not saying I know the answer to this question, but I want to think, make you think about it, because of the second lesson. First lesson is take a stand.
I želao sam da porazmislite o tome zbog ove prve lekcije koje smo navijeli, da zauzmete svoj stav i zato što je povezano sa drugom lekcijom.
Lord Chaitanya was a little upset with Mukunda for having learned in his early age from Mayavadis who said God has no form, no personality, no love, and so on.
I gospodin Chaitanya je bio do neke mjere uznemiren Mukundom zato što je on u prethodnom svom životu učio od impersonalista koji kažu da gospodin nema oblik, da nema ljubavi.
When Mahaprabhu, when Mukunda heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was upset with him, Mukunda did not break down.
I kada je Mukunda čuo da gospodin nije zadovoljan njime, on se nije jednostavno slomio.
And even when Lord Chaitanya said, only after 10 million births Mukunda can see me, Mukunda didn't think, oh, then I get another Lord.
I također kada je čuo da je gospodin rekao nakon 10 miliona života će vidjeti Mukundu, on nije pomislio, pa dobro, on hajde da nađe nekog drugog gospodina.
Yesterday I met one very nice devotee here in the summer camp and I said, what do you think is better? God's anger on you or his indifference towards you?
Juče sam sreo jednog jako finog bahtu ovdje na kampu i onda sam ga pitao šta misliš, šta je bolje, da je Bog ljut na tebe ili da je ravnodušan prema tebi?
I just came out of the car and he said, dobro došli, and I said, what do you think?
Taj bahta je jednostavno stvorio vrata auta kada sam ja stigao na kamp, ja sam ga odmah zaskočio s ovim pitanjem.
He answered something very nice, and I said it already yesterday, but because I want, it's better to say things three times, I wanted to repeat my message three times. This is the second time.
I onda rekao nešto jako zanimljivo, što sam ja već rekao juče, ali kako je dobro sve ponoviti tri puta, ja ću ja sada drugi put ponoviti što on rekao.
This was, you know, spoken in the same speech by Elie Wiesel, the Nobel laureate, who commented on the time he was tortured in the concentration camps of the Nazis.
I ovo je bio deo govora koje je osoba koju smo juče pominjali izgovorio o svom vremenu koje on proveo u koncentracionim kampovima.
We felt that to be given up by God was worse than to be punished by him.
mi smo osjećali da biti napušten od strane Boga, da bi to bilo mnogo gore nego da smo kažnjeni.
For us to be ignored by God was a harsher punishment than to be a victim of his anger.
I za nas je činjenica da je Bog ravnodušan prema nama bila gora od toga da smo žrtve njegovog besa.
Men can live far from God, but not outside of God.
Ljudi mogu živjeti daleko od Boga, ali ne mogu živjeti izvan Boga.
My dear devotees, sometimes I think we are also a little punished by the Lord.
I moji dragi bati, ja isto nekada mislim da smo mi kažnjeni od strane.
Sometimes our guru may even get a little heavy on our case and say, look at you after all these years.
I nekada i naš guru može podstati strog prema nama i kazati pa pogledaj se nakon svih ove godine.
But it is better to feel the intense emotion of the Lord and his devotees than to be ignored by them.
Ali bolje osjećati ta intenzivna osjećanja gospodina od toga da vas on ignoriš.
When the Lord is sometimes maletiško to us, it is good.
I kada nam je nekada malo teško sa gospodinom, to je dobro.
For only after the darkness we will appreciate the light.
Zato što ćemo jedino nakon tame umeti da cenimo svetlost.
Only after the cold freezing winter will you appreciate the warmth.
I samo nakon duge hladne zime možete da cenite toplotu.
Only after having experienced how rare and beautiful the gift of life is, by having been ill for instance or disappointed, will you again have a new, fresh outlook to all your opportunities.
I samo nakon toga što ste bili duboko razočarani, ne razočarani, što ste bili bolesni ili razočarani, možete opet da cenite ove neprocenjive dar života i da dobijete novu perspektivu.
I like Mukunda jumping up and saying he will sing after 10 million births.
Ja volim da je Mukunda ustao i da skočio i da rekao ja ću ga vidjeti nakon 10 miliona rođenja.
Because he knew the Lord cared for him.
Zato što on znao da je gospodin stalo do njega.
He may have been far away from God, but he was with God.
On je možda bio daleko od Boga, ali je bio sa Bogom.
I think that's a very, very, very nice lesson in bhakti.
Ja mislim da to je jako, jako lepa lekcija u bhakti.
I want to now sing a little Hare Krishna with you and then open the forum for a few questions.
I sada bih vas pozvao da pevam zajedno Hare Krishna, a onda ćemo imati pitanje posle toga.
But I think this example that only when it's very cold can we appreciate warmth is something we can understand today.
Ali mislim da ovaj primjer da samo kada je jako hladno da možemo ceniti toplotu, da možemo shvatiti to danas.
When I'm like this, I'm thinking of the winter. Oh, how often have I said, oh Lord, it's a little cold. Can you give me a little warmth? And today I want to appreciate that the Lord gave me a good hot and sunny in summer again.
I jako teško kada sam ovako mokar od znoja da pomislim, o tako je divno što je ovako toplo, ali ja želim da danas kažem Krišna hvala ti što si mi dao vrelinu srpskog leta.
Let us not complain. The Lord has given some free good all around heating.
I hajde da se nažalimo. Gospodin nam je dao besplatno ovo super grejanje svuda oko nas.
It's very good for all the toxins are sweated out.
I jako je dobro zato što će svi toksini izaći sa znojem iz tela.
In Switzerland, 25 francs for one sauna here for free.
I u Švajcarsku morate da platite 25 franaka za sauna ovdje, imate to za džabu.
Thank you.
will sing the Jai Gopal melody.
Thank you.
seeing them or contacting them.
I molim vas, sredite se, šta je gospodin Četina rekao o tome da ga vidimo i da ga kontaktiramo.
This great lord is a washerman and no bhakti.
I ovaj veliki jogi, perač, on nije imao bhakti.
But the simple garland maker had bhakti, therefore Lord Krishna was merciful to the garland maker.
Ali jednostavna osoba koja je pravila cvjetne garlande je imala bhakti, zato je gospodin bio milostiv na njoj.
Please, therefore let us sing with a little feeling to Krishna, feeling of gratitude or feeling of appreciation. Let us not sing dryly, but devotionally.
I onda zato molim vas, pevajte sa osjećajima za Krišnu, sa osjećajima za zahvalnosti, time da cenite ono što vam čini. Nemojte da pevajte suludo sa osjećajima prednosti.
Please sing now.
Pevajte sada.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Hare
Da kada mačetka želi da pouči nešto svoju počerku, ona u stvari poručila svoju sopstvenu čerku kako bi podučila i ovu drugu.
The stepmother will think, oh, if I talk directly to the stepdaughter, she will be angry at me, but if she hears what I tell to my own daughter, she will consider and hopefully do it.
I mačeta razmišlja na taj način, sad ako ja to kažem ovoj čerku kad nije zaista moja prava čerka, onda će ona sigurno da se pobuni ili da se ljuti, ali kad to kažem svojoj sopstvenoj čerci, onda će ona da razmisli i nadam se da će to i prihvatiti.
The misunderstanding the Lord sometimes teaches his dear devotee, so that his other devotees who may not be able to take the lessons directly because they are not so surrendered can profit.
I zato također gospodin ponekad uzima za primjer svoje drage bakte kako bi podučio one bakte koji mu nisu toliko predani kako bi oni mogli naučiti istu poentu.
So Lord Chaitanya took Mukunda, his very dear devotee, and taught him, take a stand, Mukunda.
I zato je gospodin Chaitanya uzeo Mukundu za primjer i prva lekcija koju ga je podučio jeste zauzmi stav.
That was meant for all of us.
I to je bilo namijenjeno svima nama.
He said to Mukunda, Mukunda, only by bhakti can I be seen. Mukunda and bhakti, that was for us.
I onda kada je rekao, gospodin može biti viđen samo uz pomoć bhakti, a Mukunda je imao tu bhakti, tu u stvari bio primjer za nas.
I think this is very clear for all of us.
Ja mislim da to je jako očito svima nama.
So by this, by understanding these things, we can hopefully, although we are a little rebellious, get some benefit.
I onda nadam se da možemo sveti da razumemo čak i ako smo malo buntovni da shvatimo te pojente.
I want to end here the program.
Ja bih sada želela da završim program.
I thank you all very much.
Ja bih vam se puno svima zahvalio.
I've heard tomorrow that there will be no pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in the class, but they will be on the streets and not be shot.
Ja sam čuo da sutradan nećemo pričati o zabavama gospodina Chaitanya ovde na lekciji, ali ćemo ih živeti na ulicama Novog Sada.
Chanting, dancing, Jai Jagannath.
Pevanje i plesanje sa Jagannath.
Wish you all the best and Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.